Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, Clay County, and welcome to Clay County Corner. We're broadcasting live, as we do each Thursday at 9 a.m. from the historic Clay County Courthouse, and we are so glad that you're here. And we also want to thank all of our advertisers and sponsors who make this radio program possible each week. You'll notice a different voice. This is Kevin Donaldson here, guest hosting for regular host Thomas Watson, who's taking the day off today, but it's always a privilege to be able to guest host for Thomas. We have what we believe is a really, really good show. I think all of our shows are good and all of our guests are good, but I'm going to just say right up top that we've got a special guest here today, and we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. Many of you probably already know who it is, but we'll leave you in suspense for just a little longer. He'll be with us for the first half of the show, maybe a little bit longer, and County Mayor Dale Reagan will be back with us for the second half of the show. But again, thanks for being here, and we'll begin talking to our special guest right after these messages.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson here, guest hosting today with a very, very special guest. We have some housekeeping to do, but we'll push that a little bit further down in the program. And welcome someone who is known to not only Clay County basketball fans, but I think probably everybody in Clay County, the surrounding area, and someone that we're just thrilled to have here in studio with us today, Clay County High School basketball legend and now Indiana State basketball star, Tyreek Keith.
I appreciate you having me.
Glad that you're here, Tyreek. What brings you home? We're glad to have you, by the way. Welcome home.
Yeah, I just had to go to the dentist this week, and this is probably my last week before I get things rolling up in Terre Haute. So I just wanted to come down for the week and see family and friends before I head back.
Well, we're glad to have you and glad that we were able to track you down.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bloodhound out searching for you. But we'll give thanks to Dr. Doug Young for making that connection for us and making these arrangements. Tyreek, we'll talk about Indiana State in a minute, but let's reflect on Clay County High School for just a second. I can't keep from reading off a few numbers here. You had I'm not even going to say arguably, you had one of the best high school basketball careers in the state of Tennessee history. No doubt about that. You wound up with 3,287 points scored, which was, and I think still is, 10th most in the history of the state of Tennessee. And you kind of set the world afire in the state tournament that year. What are your recollections of the state tournament that year?
I mean, that was probably, for sure, that season was the funnest season at Clay County. And last season there, just remember being there in the state tournament and having a bunch of fans there. It was It's a great atmosphere. And I go back and watch the game every once in a while. It's kind of hard to watch, especially the state championship, but I'll go back and watch the state tournament games, and it's kind of sad, but time flies by. But it was definitely 4 years was probably the greatest years of my life. So.
Well, that senior year, you averaged almost 38 points a game, and you broke every, I think, basically, state tournament scoring record for the boys. You had 54, and that was in the first round game. Remembering that right? You had 128 points for the tournament. You had 23 points in a quarter. I don't know if I scored that many in my career or not. I don't think I scored that many in a game for sure. And the most field goals for the tournament, which was 44. I think the most significant thing about that was the fact that you earned state tournament MVP honors, and you weren't on the winning team. You guys came in second, one basket away from a gold trophy.
Yeah.
But what do you remember most about your high school career?
Really just having fun with my friends, Peyton, Braden, Dawson. Those are the main people in my group, and just hanging out after school, getting ready for practice. Of course, those are probably the best memories I had, just cutting up and laughing, and of course, being on a winning side is always fun. So we won a lot of games, and just traveling around, going to different places with the basketball team was always fun. So
right. Well, you had a tremendous career, and a lot of other guys playing with you at the same time did too. I don't have that number in front of me, but y'all had an incredible 4-year record during that run. And congratulations again. And I guess we need to mention Mr. Basketball along the way as well, and a runner-up, I believe, in that. Which is, of course, the highest honor that you can have in terms of a high school career. We'll talk about some other things, but what was it like this year having the season end the way it did, maybe a little bit quicker than what you guys had hoped for, but then having the coronavirus inserted into it, you guys probably still had a shot at some kind of postseason situation. Talk about that.
We could have went postseason, and some of the guys kind of talked. We just decided really not to do it, and once the season's over, you only get probably like a week or two off, and then it's right back to practicing and doing all the normal things we usually do because school's still going on. But, of course, the virus has stopped a lot of things, and, we got to come home for a little bit, which that was nice, but, it's pushed everything back. So.
Right. Well, you had you've had a tremendous career so far with a lot of honors, and you've got senior year to go, and we'll talk about that senior year in just a minute. But looking at your 3-year stats here, you were basically about a halftime starter, I believe, as a freshman. Mm-hmm. Started 14 out of 30, maybe, or something like that. Played a lot of minutes, though. You had nearly 30 minutes a game, average 8 points a game as a sophomore. Now, I see the number in front of me, 17.4 points a game. You shot better than 50% from the field, but you led the MVC in scoring that year, right?
Yeah.
And the MVC is a major basketball conference. Mm-hmm. That's pretty high cotton.
Yeah.
Made second team.
Yeah, second team.
All-MVC, and that's Missouri Valley Conference, folks. I apologize. As a sophomore this past year, your scoring actually went down some, but you moved up to a first team selection. What stands out to you about these first 3 years that you've had?
I think for me, just seeing the progression I've made, especially for my first year, was kind of average, and then going to sophomore year, leading the conference in scoring. I remember that whole summer, I was trying to just figure out ways how to improve, and Christian Smith, who's at Texas Tech now, really helped me make that stride, and just working out every day, just trying different things, and boosted my confidence even more, and I think that's really what pushed me to be better. So.
Well, speaking of improvement, one thing that you have improved very dramatically on since your freshman year, not that you were ever doing anything bad, you weren't, but you've gone from shooting 72% from the free throw line as an 85 this past year, and sophomore year was about 78, so you're going up. Now, if you go up another 7%, you're going in the stratosphere.
That's the plan. I want to be up there, but,
Well, just shoot more foul shots? How'd that come about?
We kind of switched up how I was doing my workouts. We would do a drill or a different spurt of a workout, and then between we'd shoot 10. You got to make 10 in a row and before you move on to the next drill and stuff like that. And finding my rhythm really improved it this year. I've done a different routine that I normally did. And, I was shooting for 90% this season, but I forgot which game it was. And it hurt it. I missed like four or five, and it hurt it. But, 80, mid-80s will always work too. So.
Well, this past year you had a streak over several games. Was it 30 or
32?
32, plus?
I think. Yeah, 32.
Which is an Indiana State record and one of the highest ever in the MVC, history.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's a lot of free throws.
For sure.
Folks, we're talking to former Clay County High School basketball star and now Indiana State basketball star, Tyreek Keith, and we will continue our conversation right after these messages.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. Customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. This is Kevin Donaldson with our, I'm going to call him that again, our very special guest, Tyreek Key, known to all in in Clay County. Tyreek, again, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Talk a little bit more about numbers, if that's okay, before we switch to some other things. You know, I'm looking here. To shoot almost 53% from the field as a shooting guard is very impressive. You did that as a sophomore. Percentage fell down a little bit this past year, but still very good. But what jumps out to me is you look at your field goals attempted and you think, well, 340 and 320, and that seems like a lot, but that's only 11 shots a game,
mm-hmm.
basically, because you guys play in the 30s, you know, in terms of games. Looking to this year, you're going to be a senior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have to argue and say this is kind of your team this mm-hmm. year. May have even been to a certain degree last year, but you are the big man on campus. Do you see your role changing this year? Has coach talked to you any about that, about what his expectations are for you? What do you expect this year?
I'd say for sure just being more vocal. That's probably been my weakest link all 3 years being there so far. It's not been enough vocal, being kind of that leader on the team. And, you know, that's for sure my role this year, and I'm definitely way more confident and using my voice. So, you know, that's, from that standpoint, for sure, I definitely a role change, but, you know, I'll probably be still playing my normal minutes and that. So,
What, in your opinion, what does the team look like this year? What are you expecting? Can you match last year's win total, exceed it? What do you think?
I think the guys that we're bringing in, we all have potential to do something special. And, you know, I'm expecting us to win more than we did last year. So, you know, that's always the plan going into a season. And, you know, just ready to get back and get to working.
Looking at the overall picture for the NBC, what does that look like this coming year? Is somebody going to be a lot better? Is there going to be a newcomer on the scene that's going to make a difference?
You know, the Valley is kind of a unique conference. You know, every year is pretty much balanced out, and anybody can win at any time. There's really never no powerhouse team. You know, anybody can beat anybody any night. So, you know, we proved that this year. So it's really just a guessing game in the Valley, who wins. So that's what kind of makes that conference unique.
Well, it's good to know, too, that you're in the running every year.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
a lot of balance, top to bottom. You guys finished third in the regular season last
mm-hmm.
year. Forgive me for not remembering. Who finished first and second last year?
It was you and I finished first, and I think Loyola was second.
I'll admit, I've not followed the NBC for a long time mm-hmm. until you went there. Loyola is kind of a tradition. They're always pretty strong.
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
And you guys beat them.
Beat them the year they went to the Final Four. Yeah,
absolutely.
I think we were the only team in the conference to beat them at home or something like that.
That's pretty heady stuff,
to beat
a team that winds up going to the Final Four. You had mentioned trying to improve on an 85% free throw percentage, and I don't have any doubt that you'll do it, but what other goals do you have going into your senior year?
Really just making it the best year. You want to go out with a bang, and, you know, really my goal is to help us lead us to a championship and being that vocal leader that I need to be, and, you know, other than free throw percentage, and I kind of want to be a 50-40-90 dude in the college basketball, so that's kind of hard to do.
That's way up there.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do that, and that's a goal I want to hold for myself this year.
Well, you guys lost, I guess, most notably Jordan Barnes
mm-hmm.
this past year, and Jordan, I guess, goes down historically as one of the best players in Indiana State
mm-hmm.
history. You brought some new folks in, no doubt. looking ahead, and I know you've not had a normal season this year, how do you feel about the chemistry of the team this year going in?
Well, right now we're doing Zoom meetings like 2 times a week, and because usually everybody would be on campus by now, so we're doing that 2 times a week, and just kind of building the chemistry. And we'll have Jason Wells, who's a former player. He comes and talks to us, and you know, it's good to go ahead and start building that while we can,
right,
before everybody gets there. So, you know, I think the chemistry is going to be even better than what it was last year. And you know, guys are already talking with each other and meeting up, or some dudes already back on campus. But you know, I think the chemistry is going to be better than what it has.
And that means a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure,
talent's obviously important, mm-hmm, but if you can play together and work together,
work
it goes
together
a long way, doesn't it? We talked a little bit about this, Tyreek, before the show started. Life is different now than it was 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. How has COVID-19 affected what you all do? What would you normally have been doing from March to right now, and what have you done this year as a result of the change?
Well, normally from March, we'd have started working out, and, you know, whether it's morning workouts, evening workouts, we'd have done been doing that, but since all this stuff happened, we got sent home a little bit earlier, so, you know, this is the first time I've been home this long and since high school, so, you know, it was definitely kind of good to get away for a little bit and take a break, but, you know, I got to come home for a month, which is unheard of when you play college basketball, but, you know, that's for sure the most different part, but it just really just pushed everything back to a different day. I think next week we'll get to start volunteer workouts, and we'll get to go from there. But
what would it be like? I know this is a big what if. If, I mean, we don't know what the future holds with the pandemic. What if you had a season but didn't get to play in front of fans? That'd be pretty different, wouldn't
it? Yeah,
it would
feel like probably just like a, you know, every college team plays these private scrimmages before actual season starts. And, you know, you go meet somewhere. Like last year we went to Baker's Life, and it'd really probably just be like a scrimmage. And so it'd kind of be unique playing with kind of just like a practice. You know, nobody's really there to watch you, but you're still on camera. And
does playing in front of people, in front of fans, fuel you as a player?
Yeah,
I would suspect it's got to,
yeah,
right?
For sure. For any, I'd say any college basketball player would say playing in front of fans would be what they want, but, you know, just whatever happens, happens.
And basketball is such, you know, everybody's there.
Mm-hmm.
The court's right here.
Yeah.
You know, it's football, you know, the stands are a long way, and baseball, you know, different sports, but with basketball, it's a pretty concentrated
sport,
thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Folks, we're talking to Indiana State basketball star Tyreek Key, and we will continue that conversation right after these messages.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner. We're heading down the home stretch of our interview with former Clay County High School basketball star Tyreek Key, who is now a star at the college level playing for Indiana State. Tyreek, I'll tell my age here. I was always a big fan of a guy who went to school where you do. He was my favorite basketball player during that period of time. He and I, I guess, are about the same age, Larry Bird. I guess even though he's been gone for 30, well, probably closer to 40 years, he's still a big presence there in a lot of ways, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I mean, everybody knows who he is, of course. And, you know, he's got the big statue outside of the gym. He's always talked about in Terre Haute. And they're actually making a museum for him in Terre Haute, which will be kind of cool to go see. And he's just a very known presence there. So.
Didn't he come visit with you guys either last year or the year before?
Last year, yeah. It was the anniversary game of the national championship game they played in. And
that's right.
He was there for that, so it was pretty neat
and
being there.
I remember seeing a picture of him, and you were in it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm sure a lot of folks here saw that. Tyreek, you've got a lot of fans. There is no doubt about that. I won't say hundreds. I won't stop at hundreds. You got thousands of fans in Clay County and the Upper Cumberland, and now in Indiana and a lot of other places. But there is one person who is undoubtedly your number one fan, and she has gained some fame of her own. Talk about your mom.
I mean, she's for sure one of the hardest workers I've ever seen. And of course, she makes the drive up to all the home games, even when it's snowing, raining, whatever. And then she'll go to work the next day and drive back that night. So, yeah, if you ever drove that road, you know it's definitely a challenge. And so she's definitely a warrior for that, and definitely my biggest fan.
Right. I remember talking to her one time at the restaurant about that, and she said she, at least on one occasion, she beat. She drove up, drove back, went to work. And there was a great story, I guess, by one of the Terre Haute TV stations about her.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Really, really good. Nothing like mom, is there?
Nothing like a mom, no.
Absolutely. Well, before we let you go, tell us about what you're majoring in, maybe what some future plans might be.
Majoring in sports management. You know, I do basically anything in the sports field. So I've not really decided on what I want to do with that yet, but after college, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to probably declare for the draft or work out with some NBA teams and, you know, hopefully get a contract signed. But you always got to take a step at a time. You know, you never know what could happen. And I always have education to fall back on, and, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, that's one question I think that's in a lot of folks' minds about you. You know, did you have the desire, I guess we all took for granted you did, to play at yet another level, and thanks for sharing that with us. And, you know, even there's a lot of pro basketball around the world now, isn't there?
Sure.
It's not just NBA. I mean, there's European leagues, Middle Eastern leagues, but we wish you the best.
I appreciate it.
In that regard, and thanks again for being with us today. We're very grateful to have you. Anything you'd like to say to the folks in Clay County?
I'm glad I'm back to be here, and you know, hopefully we'll do it again. So.
We've been talking, folks, with Clay County High school basketball star Tyreek Key, now again a star at Indiana State University. Tyreek, we wish you the best in this senior year for you, not only you personally, but for the team as well. And folks, we'll be back yet again right after these messages.
Tri County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Clay County Corner this morning, and we want to extend our thanks again to Tyreek Key for being with us the first 30 or 35 minutes. Grateful for Tyreek being here today. Good to have him home briefly, and we wish him and the Indiana State men's basketball team the best this coming season.
Absolutely.
And thank you for being here today as well. Before we get into the business of the county, a couple of quick announcements. First, normally at about this time of the show, we'd be talking about our birthday and anniversary cakes. Well, for whatever reason, not exactly sure, we have no calls on our answering machine this week. Don't know if we had a little power glitch sometime during the past week that caused that to happen, but we apologize for that. If you tried to call in and want to roll that over into the next call-in period, please do that. But we will not have a drawing for a birthday or anniversary cake from DQ today. And we're grateful to everyone involved for the opportunity to have that each week as well. One other item of housekeeping, and then we'll turn to Mayor Reagan for him to fill us in on several details. I'm pretty sure this was announced last week, but it's a little bit closer this time. Matter of fact, it'll take place a week from today. There will be a Red Cross blood drive at the in the Salina community at the Salina Church of Christ at the Fellowship Hall. I'm assuming that's what we call the Bob Building. That'll be next Thursday, July the 2nd, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. So please, if you're able to donate, not everyone is, but if you're able to donate, please do that. I forget now how many lives they say you save with one pint, but it's more than one, because they can separate that into different components and help a lot of different people. But remember that next Thursday, July 2nd, at the Bob Building behind the church house at the Salina Church of Christ. Mayor, good to see you again.
Good morning.
You've had quite a bit of activity with the county and a lot of other things going on since you were last here. Tell us about the I guess regular June meeting that was held not on the regular June meeting date, but last Monday, this Monday, I guess.
Yeah, we had the June regular session for the county commissioners on June 26th, Monday night, and we're hopefully getting back to somewhat a sense of normalcy whenever through the pandemic that we're continuing to go through. We tried our very best to make sure that everybody that was there, that we spaced them out on the county commission. We set up tables and stuff so that there was two commissioners per table and got them spaced out. But we had this being the closing of the fiscal year. We're going through the budget process right now, and we had a planning meeting last Monday night. And immediately following that planning meeting was the first round of our budget committee meetings. And Donna done an outstanding job of getting all the budgets compiled and getting them to the from the departments to the county budget committee. And they pretty much went over all the general and got that taken care of. And then Monday night, following the adjournment of the county commission meeting, we went back into another budget meeting and finished up the highway department's budget. They went over it, and also the school budget, they went over it, and also our solid waste department budget, so they went over that and everything. So everything seems to be going on track so far, and we'll be having another one this coming Monday night. We'll get back on schedule for our normal planning meeting, and which I don't know that we'll have a whole lot for the commissioners for that, but they did want to come back and discuss another couple of things on the budget, and hopefully we can get that wrapped up this coming Monday night. And once that happens, Kevin, you've been through this a lot too, and once that happened, the budget committee goes over all the department's budgets, and if they get their questions answered, if they have questions about anybody's budget, and once they get that taken care of, and pretty much they recommend that over to the full commission for a approval or disapproval of the next fiscal year budget. So hopefully Monday night we can get those last-minute questions answered, and then Donna and Lisa can start getting the budget put together in the floor mat that we normally go by.
Right.
And so get that taken care of, and then we'll come back. Hopefully by the 1st of August we'll be ready to vote on the budget.
And the county budget only has to be passed one time.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
I believe the city's in the situation through their charter where they have to do twice.
Yeah, to read.
Counties only once. Yeah, the budget is it's a big deal. There's no doubt about that. Even in a small county like ours, it's a big deal, and we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars. Mayor, remind me, the budget has been, I guess, and will be this year, maybe in the $16 to $17 million range.
Yeah, it normally runs about the overall budget, and we're talking about the all budgets compiled together,
right.
School and everything. And all, you're looking at anywhere from the $16-17 million budget.
And if I remember correctly, and please correct me if I don't, the school system is about two-thirds of that, probably 10 to 11 or
yes,
something.
Yes, that'd be, yeah, you're absolutely right, because they have overall the biggest budget as far as the county budget goes. Then the next would be your general. And then, of course, your highways and your debt service. This is one time that we, Donna was talking about the other night, that we have no debt. And that's a good thing right now. And that, of course, we are in the process of doing our jail project, and then that would be creating a debt. But as of this time, other than the school debt, and but the county general, as of this time, has no debt. We paid the last debt payment off out of this last year's budget, and that was the finishing up where that we had to go to the bank and create the debt to borrow the money for a matching part on our new ambulance. And hopefully everybody is not in a medical sense of having to use it, but I hope everybody has had opportunity to see the new unit. And hopefully we have something coming out in the paper here in the next couple of weeks and everything to show everybody the new ambulance. And we've been very blessed here in the county for the last 6-7 years that we've been able to acquire some grant funding. And this one makes this one here makes the fourth ambulance that we have acquired with the help of the CDBG grants. So an ambulance will run you about $175,000. And all total of all the four ambulances that we have been blessed with, as far as the county being out the money on them, we probably at this point have not added up to $175,000 for all four units. So that's a blessing to us and everything. So, but we hopefully in the next couple of weeks and everything, we can have something out in the paper to show everyone that, and something that you can the citizens out here can be proud of.
Mayor, does it look like at this point that the budget and the corresponding property tax rate will be basically the same? Are we going to be able to get by at the tax rate we've been?
Right now, we're hoping. I mean, it's looking that way, but we don't know for sure exactly until our CTAS rep was down Tuesday, and they were working on looking at the revenue. And one good thing, our penny did go up. Oh, in other words, our value.
What a tax penny
value. It went up. Normally, the net value of the penny had been in the neighborhood of about 11,000, generates about 11,000. And the gross value of it has been about 12, but we have to, that is based on a 7% delinquent, and that's basically what we look at. We have a pretty firm feeling that we would, you know, generate enough revenue that that would meet up to that 7%.
Right.
And so you're always going to have a delinquent there that you know that, and you got to base on that. You're never going to get 100% every year, pretty much. But we've been very blessed here, and that's thanks to our citizens out there that pays that property tax. And if you don't pay your property tax, that's the money that we have, you know, to operate on, along with some other funds and stuff too. But your property tax is one of your biggest revenue generators that we have here in the county. So anytime that the value of that penny goes up, that's telling me that we got growth that's taking place in our county, which
right.
that's a great thing.
Absolutely.
We're absolutely thankful to the good Lord for that. And it's the values. And this coming year, this next coming fiscal year, is going to be an appraisal year. I was talking to the, Tiki Kittle down there the other day. I was asking because I couldn't remember exactly, you know, when our last one was. And he said this next coming fiscal year will be the appraisal year. So there'll be a new appraisal that will, they'll go out and they'll appraise, you know, the properties and stuff. And so, I'm interested to see what that turns out.
Absolutely. We're talking with Clay County Mayor Dale Reagan here on Clay County Corner this morning, and we'll continue that, but we need to take another break and let our sponsors and advertisers give you some messages. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back. We're talking with Clay County Mayor Dale Reagan here on Clay County Corner. Mayor, I know you've got several resolutions that were dealt with at the meeting. Tell us about those.
Okay, we got a few things here that, and like I said, you know, that closing out the fiscal year, a lot of times you'll have some budget amendments that you know, we have to move some stuff around to make it all balance out. And we had some motions, of course. They always approve their minutes, their commission minutes from the prior meeting, and also the planning minutes was approved. And there was another motion, Kevin, and I know that you've been involved in this as well as Dr. Young, motion to approve an agreement between Clay County and Sourcewell for procurement purchase playground equipment for the Donaldson Park.
Dr. Young's been much more involved than me, but yeah, that's going
to
be a good thing.
And that was to the tune of about $25,000, I think. And hopefully we can get that wrapped up for that, because it's kind of one of those things that you got to get her done quick. And
that was really quick.
Really, really quick. And Dr. Kent Young came up with that idea that they use in the school system, getting a company that's on the state bid. We don't have to normally go through the procurement process that we normally would, and talk with the Department of Audit, and they were good with that. So the county commission gave me authority to go ahead and get that ball rolling. And I haven't spoken to Dr. Young this morning, but as of yesterday, I think that's in the works. So that has to be closed out by the end of this month.
Yes.
So we're talking about in the next couple of weeks at least. And so
he and Mayor Spears have been working hard
I appreciate that. So that we come up with some playground equipment and everything up there for the park. And I know that the city's been working hard on with the Corps of Engineers to acquire that park, and I think that's fixing to be become a reality for them and everything, so we appreciate that. And also a motion to approve one of our local banks to do our interim financing on our jail project, and the commissioners, they settled on one of those, and we've got that approval. And so we'll continue to get the jail project moving along, and we'll certainly keep everybody informed and up to date on where we're at. I know a lot of people know that the increase in the wheel tax was for the purpose of the new jail project, and
right.
Had some folks that are asking, okay, where are we at on it, and how long are we looking like? Well, we're the process now going through the next 6 months would probably be the schematic design phase, the development phase, and then we go into the phase of putting the plan together for bids, to let it go out for bids. So looking at that particular part of the project and everything take about 6 months. So we're looking at hopefully around the first of the year we can have things together before we can start sending out the plans to contractors and people that looks put in a bid to get ready to start the construction of this jail. So still looking at probably from the time that they get into the new facility and everything, you're looking at probably about another couple of years, something like that, down the road. But things are moving forward, and we appreciate everyone, certainly appreciate the county commission for working very diligently on this. And we also, Kevin, we appointed to the ID board a new member, Mr. Curtis Collins.
Welcome
and
aboard.
He graciously accepted that. The county commissioners approved him to the appointment to that. School department had a couple of resolutions that of amendments that they needed to get done before the end of the fiscal year. The commission approved that, as well as a resolution for their general fund and moving some funding around and everything to get everything in place for the ending of the fiscal year. They approved that. And the reappointment of some folks on our library board. I think Mr. Dennis Miller was one of those, and maybe Ms. Melissa White was one of those. And the county commission accepted those re-nominations for that and reported them back. And that's pretty much what we went over in the county commission the other night. And but we still, and I know that, Kevin, you've been very, very instrumental in keeping the word out there to everyone of the census, and we certainly always, every opportunity we have, we want to get the public to be aware of it. If you're not aware of it, we certainly want to refresh your memory. If you've not done your census, we want you to do that. Please do that,
yes.
And because it's a huge help to us, all of us, not just one, but I mean all of us as a whole. The more that we can get registered, the better off that we'll be in the future for future funding and everything coming to our county.
Mayor, looking at those numbers, and I know I've beat this drum hard for a long time, and hopefully everybody's not tired of hearing about it. We're at self-response rate so far 47%. Our final 2010 self-response was basically 59%, 58.8. So we're behind. We're catching up a little bit. Seems like a lot of the counties in the Upper Cumberland are behind their rate from 10 years ago. Don't know exactly what to attribute that to. You would think with online and phone capability, it'd be higher than it was 10 years ago. But COVID-19 may have thrown a little bit of a monkey wrench into that. Not sure, but yes, I want to emphasize and second what Mayor Reagan said. We need you to respond to the census. Somebody, if you don't, somebody will be knocking at your door. Mayor, something that we really haven't talked about that much and don't have a lot of time to talk about it today, but I noticed, you know, we do have an election going on.
We do.
And that's something that I guess with all the other, you know, we started in March and we had tornadoes, and then we had in our area here we had COVID, and a lot of things have happened since then. But there are some local races mm-hmm. involved. I guess the only countywide race is for assessor of property, Billy Smith, and looks like he's running unopposed. We do have some school board seats up for grabs, two in each district. District 1 actually only has one qualifier. That's correct.
Yeah.
Chris McLaren, so I'm not exactly sure what will happen there. I don't know what the protocol is. Maybe you do.
Well, if that's the case, and I mean, I guess you can still, and I talked to Wanda, our election administrator, here a few days ago about that, and I asked her what the possibility would be if somebody had a written
right.
candidate, that, right, and she said that is a possibility. They just have to take it and make sure that it's legitimate and all that.
Right.
But if not, normally it falls back on the county commission to appoint someone.
To appoint a member. I didn't know.
And they would appoint someone to finish out until the next election, which would be in November, I guess, and then that would be a one that would go back on a ballot for,
it is right
for someone
general
to,
election.
Yeah, to run for it. So if anyone out there in the first district, if you have a hankering to want to get involved in that, we certainly encourage you to do that. Yeah, absolutely. In the first district, of course, that's made up of the Moss area and out in there and everything. So,
one other district four school board members. Looks like both the incumbents have qualified and have no opposition. We've got other primaries coming up in August. You've got primaries for U.S. Senate, U.S. House, Tennessee House of Representatives. Of course, we have a local candidate for the 38th District, Carol Abney. Also, primaries for, U.S. House, I guess we've already mentioned that, and State Committee, State Executive Committee Woman. Not a big ballot at all. It looks like we've got a Court of Appeals Western Division on there as well. Not a big election, but let's say this. All elections are important, folks, and we urge you to go out and exercise your right to vote. Normally about this time, we would be, again, as we mentioned earlier, drawing out a name or names for someone to win a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. We do not have any names submitted this week due to some kind of technical difficulty. I suspect our answer machine went offline and for some reason it didn't come back on. But please, if you had somebody you wanted to call in this week, call them in for next week and we'll just make next week's list a little bigger. Mayor, we've got, looks like, about a minute or a minute and a half. What else have you got for us?
Well, we certainly want to thank everyone for your patience and your commitment to help do the things that we're doing to get us through this pandemic that we're going through, to continue to acknowledge, you know, the governor's, we're still under the governor's executive order. And the businesses out here, I know there's a lot of businesses that have took the Tennessee Pledge, and so we would certainly want to encourage everyone to observe the social distancing, and if you feel threatened in any way, you know, the mask and continue to be good hygiene, and Lord be our helper, we will get through this. I know it's been something, it's been rough on everybody, We'll constantly continue to pray and that God will heal our nation, and I know that He knows the best for us all. And one thing I think we mentioned this at the beginning, Kevin, that the upcoming 4th of July holiday is coming up on us here in about a week. So something like that. And I'll say more, this is the 150th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And ain't that amazing that we're going that, not only that we have 150 celebration of our the birth of our county here, so this year. So I thank you all, everyone out there. I know, Kevin, you've worked on it. Ms. White has worked on it. There's been so many people that have worked so hard on this, and I know that the COVID has kind of backpedaled us just a little bit through this, but hopefully toward the end of the year, if everything kind of levels out and settles down a little bit, we can certainly try. And I know you all have got a game plan to try to do some more stuff, but if not, Lord be our helper and everything, we can continue to inform the people out there. I know you all had the ringing of the bell up here the other night, and that was a great thing, and thank you all for doing that, because this is we live in a blessed nation, and I feel like that we live in a I think we live in one of the best parts of the country that you can live in here in Clay County.
Well, as the saying goes now, we're all in it together. Stay safe. And, folks, we thank you again for listening to Clay County Corner. Please join us here again next week. Good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.